So we are learning to apprehend light in frequencies beyond the visible range. Even in our mundane, ordinary life, we sometimes have glimpses of an outburst of radiance. For instance, beholding someone who is enraptured, or someone who is in the throes of an epiphany. That person's eyes are not only organs for receiving photons, but those eyes burn. And when a person is in a rather dull condition, one senses the dimness of the life field of the person before you, whereas sometimes you encounter a person who is just like a living flame, and you would feel it even if your eyes were closed. You can sometimes sense someone who is gazing intently at you, even if the person is behind you. So we have the capacity to perceive presences through multiple modalities. One is aware of the breath of those around you. You can see here is someone with a very fine, deep breath. This other person, the breath seems jumbled, irregular, and so forth. And you see the light in the eyes, and even the light of the aura itself. You just feel, sometimes when you meet someone, you're enfolded in a presence that reaches out beyond the boundaries of that person's skin, and that intensity of presence tends to be found especially on amidst those who are not so constantly dissipating their energy. For instance, a constant banter tends to dissipate it, whereas a balance of speech and silence helps to build up, to restore magnetism. And spending some period of time each day while awake, but with closed eyes, that increases the magnetism, and also the disposition of one's limbs, the movements of one's body, when conducted with mindfulness, magnetism builds up. Whereas an indulgence of every impulse and the tendency to succumb to every distraction dissipates magnetism. But when one's own magnetism is fostered and starts to build up, then you observe more clearly the magnetism in everything. And everything speaks. Everything has its particular frequency of vibration. Actually, everything is complex of multiple vibrations, but there is a keynote. And suddenly the world is not, as it once appeared, a collection of separate, discrete objects, but rather it is a communion of interacting presences, communicating on several planes of being. And you learn more and more to communicate through light itself. And to develop this capacity, it is advised to, as much as possible, remain cognizant of the surrounding presence of the stars. Of course, especially the sun. One has to nurture a very personal relationship with the sun, so the sun isn't just some meteorological phenomenon, but an archangelic presence that encompasses your body, your mind, penetrates the marrow of your bones, illuminates your eyes. But likewise, make yourself aware of the teeming billions of stars. And always feel them not only overhead, but also underfoot and on all sides. So you feel yourself in interstellar space. And remember, the stars are not points, but they are expanding spheres that overlap, and whose innumerable overlappings enfold the earth in your body, and your body itself, in fact, is a confection of stardust, and the subtle component of your body, the light body, is a confection of astral waves. So then when you breathe, you're aware not only of the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide, but the influx and outflow of celestial light. And be particularly conscious of your glands as a conduit of light. The eyes, more than any other organ, are answerable to the imperative of luminous communication. And so when you inhale, draw it in through your eyes, draw in the waves and follow them along the optic nerve and feel them flooding your brain and lighting up your thought. And then as you breathe out, the tide recedes, or your brain lit up, projects its light out through the two eyes, which you can experience as beams. Beams that are parallel, like the headlamps of a car, but which you can focus in the distance. And you learn through practice to focus those beams at further and further distances. So don't let your focus be constantly caught by contours of what appears. Then one loses the active power of the glance. You might practice just unfocusing your eyes and just open them, unfocus your eyes and look at the air itself. Don't let your glance be captured by any object, but just diffuse your glance into the air. And you may even notice then the glow in the air, very subtle shimmer. And then focus, but not on a thing, focus on a spotlight that you create by converging these two beams, and light up that spotlight. Then you feel your glance is passing through your eyes and transfixing your brain, but it doesn't really originate in your brain any more than your glance originates in your retina, the apparatus of the eye, and even the apparatus of the brain are conduits of a glance that descends from on high. So when you see in this way, now you may, as you inhale, draw in the light, let it infuse the brain, but lift it right up through the crown. Open the fontanelle as you inhale. And then when you hold your breath, suspend your attention above the head in a space that opens out into placelessness. And here's something alters in the nature of the light you've inhaled. You draw in physical light, but as you rise up through the fountain of the fontanelle, you're catapulted into a dimension of light which is non-linear. It doesn't shine from here to there, but rather pervades. And what it illuminates is not its object, anything, but it illuminates itself. It's self-luminous. Sheer, pervasive, luminous self-awareness. And then descend again through the crown. Invoking again that descending current that is associated with the Holy Spirit, that quickens like lightning flashing down. We worked with it yesterday when we breathe the breath of water, this vitalizing, descending current, which galvanizes the brain as it alights in the interior of the skull and kindles the pineal gland and even stimulates from it the outburst of a third beam which shines out through your forehead, joining the two beams of the eyes. The difference in frequency is portrayed by a nuance in color, whereas the light of the eyes is visualized blue. The light through the forehead is conceived as violet. So you're linking the apparatus of your eyes and your brain up with that luminous source, which is its fountainhead. In this way, there is a constant communication between the light of the stars reflecting from all surfaces around you, penetrating your eyes, and the light beyond the stars, which is pervasive, the light of consciousness, interacting through the mediacy of the eyes and the brain. But now as you exhale, instead of sending out the beams of the eyes, lift up your eyes, and you can even gently touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, where the hard palate meets the soft palate. And exhaling, rather than radiating out, indraw the descending light back up again. Keep drawing it back up. And just watch as the fountain is sent higher and higher. And as you hold your breath, give yourself over to the boundarylessness of that disembodied state of light, which is sheer luminous intelligence. Having been propelled up in this way, you can leave your tongue and eyes down now, but suspend your presence in that unlocatable sphere which transcends the anatomy of the aura. It's like finding behind the horizon at the place of dawning light, a universe of placeless, timeless light before it dawns upon the world, before it lights up the landscape. Hidden to the senses, but revealed when the senses turn within, turn back upon themselves, because this light feeds all of the senses. It's the very sensing in them. It is what sight and hearing and touch and taste and smell have in common. Pure, luminous presence. So the world folds inside out. And thus the step is taken that leads to the third stage, the stage of the Immaculate. One of its signs in Christendom is the soul of Mary. Mary occupied a room at the top of a high flight of stairs. And enclosed in that room, she was wrapped in glorification. Her head enshrouded in a mantle. Her remembrance billowed out of her cloak and encompassed heaven and earth. Her soul attained that purity in which the most primal, most essential, most subtle movements of being were mirrored with precision. Hence, Mary's soul becomes the archetype of the purity of soul that every seeker seeks in the immaculate state. And so let us hear now the piece of music called Ave Maria.
Thank you.
invoke that light which can never be sullied, which shines through our souls, and which illuminates and redeems our lives. We hear now the next piece of music, Pierre Gessoum. Now the same state of luminous purity, when unfolded geographically, reveals an Arctic landscape. Landscape of snow and ice, gleaming. There, embedded in a glacier, is a crystal cave. In which a spring of the purest water bubbles up. Water of life. We invoke that most ancient knowledge, which is the knowledge of being itself, the knowledge that is self-aware, devoid of all convolution, simple, pure, immediate, pristine, the ancient and enduring knowledge of existence itself. Ya Ali, Ya Ali. Yoli. And shall we hear now the Sanctus? Now, if that landscape of snow and ice would melt into a drop of quicksilver, and that drop would ascend into the sky, it would resolve itself into a crescent moon. Shining in the darkness, glowing, diaphanous, its light cool and calming, absolutely serene, that crescent is the slightest, the simplest, the purest vessel held up to the absolute, pure receptivity. And this is now the state of the soul, disburdened of expectations, fears, regrets, possessions, assumptions, opinions, divested of name and form, this slender chalice held up to the one. We invoke the sanctity that is known only then, when all distractions dissolve and the soul is pure vessel. Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus, Ya Qudus. Nur, the light, Al-Alim, the knower, Al-Qudus, the holy, these and all names now resolve into the Ismizad, the name of essence, subsuming and transcending all qualities, all denominations, all in all that ever was and is and will be, beyond all denomination, transcending every configuration, purest essence, Allah. La 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 la. We lift our hands to say the prayer for blessing on the meal we will now partake of. O Thou, the sustainer of our bodies, hearts, and souls, bless all that we receive in thankfulness Om.